episode 49, Saving Money on Weddings, part 2.
Welcome to the Frugal Friends Podcast, where you'll learn to save money, embrace simplicity, and live a richer life. Here are your hosts, Jen and Jill.
Yes. Yes. Welcome to the second part of Saving Money on Weddings, Reception and Honeymoon Edition. It's been almost a year since we recorded part one.
Has it really? Have we been doing this for a year?
Well, we are on episode 49 and part one was episode 6. So
wow.
It's been quite a long time and we've had several requests to complete the weddings segments. So
we've been doing this for 49 weeks.
I know. Wait until we get to episode 52. Our 1 year anniversary special is going to be very special. It's going
Do
to
you
be
already
a,
know?
Yes. It's a highly, highly requested episode that we've had. So before we get into today's also highly requested episode, we got to start with some sponsors.
Got to do it. So today's episode brought to you by modernfrugality.com, the Modern Frugality blog and shop. It's Jen's, let's be clear. But it has free and low-cost printables, resources, ebooks, all these really cool things to help you reduce your spending, minimize your stuff, organize your life. Tell me that doesn't sound good. So head on over to shop.modernfrugality.com and you can see all the freebies. Yes, I said freebies. Not everything is going to line Jen's pockets with gold. And the things that are going to line her pockets with gold are 50% off when you use the code FrugalFriends19. That's all one word, no spaces, FrugalFriends19. You get 50% off of even the things that you do want to spend money on. So you can't argue.
You can. You really can't because I'm not here to listen to you argue.
You could try, but
you could try.
We won't be listening.
Argue with your stereo. And today's episode's also brought to you by Versatility. Looking around your home wondering why you have all the things and still can't achieve the efficiency you need? You need stuff with more versatility. Toss that crock pot. Get yourself a multi-purpose cooker. Stop buying those short-lived rolls of paper towels in bulk and get yourself some all-purpose reusable napkins. And don't even think about getting a chemical cleaner for something until you've tried spraying some vinegar on it. Versatility. Make sure the things in your home have it.
Ooh, that was good.
Yeah, deep.
I like that wrap-up.
It's like a wow at the end.
It was surprising. Kind of like the cream in the middle of an Oreo.
Yeah, everybody's favorite part.
It doesn't really surprise me. It's just the good part.
Yeah.
Wow. Are you to follow up on our cleaning episode, I think that was it, where we talked about changes we were going to make. Was that the episode? I forget which episode, but are you using cloth napkins?
Yes, that was from our eco-friendly frugality episode.
That's right.
I have not bought any yet, but it's just been several weeks, so I need some time to find them.
Make them out of old curtains.
I know. That's the thing. I need to find some old curtains from the thrift store, and I haven't had time to go. But I will. And if anybody has any recommendations, like for ones that they use, please let us know in the Frugal Friends community on Facebook. You can find that at either searching Frugal Friends community or frugalfriendspodcast.com/group, because I would really love your recommendations on that.
Yeah, she would. She's being serious.
Yeah. What about you, Jill? You said you were going to make a change. I can't remember what it was.
Listen to me. I am never home. Okay, since we recorded that episode, I don't think I've been home.
You're not
home right
now.
I've been in Jamaica and Vegas. I'm currently in Jersey. So I can't be held responsible or accountable for anything I say, really, right? That lets me off the hook. I don't have to make real life choices when I'm constantly traveling.
Nope, I don't hold you accountable for anything.
Oh, thank you. I feel so validated.
But I'm glad our listeners held us accountable for part two of the weddings episode, or we for sure would not have done it.
So, we kind of backed ourselves into a corner with calling it part one. I mean, of course, you can't just have a part one and then nothing. It's like calling your first party an annual party. It's like, well, this is the first one. You can't call it annual until you do it again next year.
Exactly. So we started with episode six, and that was about how to save money on the actual ceremony, the wedding dress, the decor, stuff like that. So the first half of the wedding. So definitely head back into the archives. It's episode six, and listen to that if you are planning a wedding. This part is specifically going to be on mostly the reception and then some about the honeymoon, because I mean, with every good party, you need an after party. So and then an after party.
Yeah. And then just a vacation.
Yeah. So you need it, but we're gonna tell you how to save on it. And so our first article is about the reception, and it is from lovetoknow.com. And it is cheap wedding reception ideas. Forgive them for using the word cheap. They know not what they do.
They threw around the word cheap a lot. And I had this like visceral reaction to it. It was surprising. I actually had a bodily reaction to the word cheap. I was like, no, I don't like this. This is not how we're describing a wedding.
Mm-mm. But they did have some really good ideas. Jill, what were your tops?
Yeah, so they went through some ideas for receptions, just a location for receptions. I thought that they weren't super creative. Probably you've heard of this if you already are a frugal person, but it does get the wheel spinning that there are other options than just the country club. So they mentioned, there's three that they mentioned: a religious hall, someone's backyard, and a club hall. So with that, they're saying that a lot of times at churches or religious buildings will have a big kitchen, like a commercial size kitchen, and a large room attached to it that you could use and decorate and make it look nice. So if you're getting married in a church and they happen to have a large room that you could have your reception in and you can kind of get a package deal, then that's something to consider. Also, someone's backyard, if you're not super concerned about whether or not it's going to rain or you want to do the whole tent rental, bathroom rental deal, you can consider a backyard. I will say that I'm not sure that that's always going to be the cheapest option. If you do, like I said, rent the porter potty, rent the tent, rent the chairs, rent the...
Not good if you have a big one.
It really can add up. But if you can use the house for facilities and the kitchen to cook in and you're not having a lot of people, I almost did like a backyard and BYOC, like bring your own chair. My mom thought it was the tackiest thing. She's like, where are people going to sit? And I'm like, or where are they going to eat? I'm like, eat off your laps. Like it's going to be low key. We'll order some pizzas like on our way from the church back to the backyard. We didn't end up doing this, but in my mind, I was fine with that.
Yeah.
Anyhow, and then they also mentioned club halls. So these are your fire halls. It's your VA facilities, club scouts, whatever. If there's big buildings that are kind of community oriented, even community centers, usually that means it's a place where elderly gather and play bingo. But there can be some really nice community halls that you could rent out for way cheaper than an actual venue. So it's worth starting to get creative. Jen, I love what you guys did for your venue.
Yeah, so I kind of disagree with their venue choices just because I would be willing to pay a little bit more for a venue that doesn't need any decorating because decorations really add up. And like you said, if you're doing like backyard, the porta potty, the tents, those are not cheap. And I thought that would be a frugal way to go, but when I started pricing it out, like that was super expensive.
Yeah.
So we did it at the shuffleboard courts, which are like a big thing here in St. Pete, and it's owned by the city. So it isn't that expensive, but it is from the 1920s, and it's white buildings, green courts. And so it's very vintage looking, so it didn't mm-hmm. need any decor. Like it was, we just used the space as decoration. So that's mm-hmm. also something to consider if you're looking at a place that's just slightly more expensive. Mm-hmm. Think about something that you won't have to decorate and you can use the actual space as decor.
I do like that one. I would also add in, at least in our area, this isn't everywhere, but there's a ton of barns around our area. So there could mm-hmm. be people who would be willing to rent out a barn. So at least that's enclosed. You may still have to get a porta potty, but you may not have as much decoration to do. You don't have to worry about mm-hmm. renting a tent. Also, banquet halls and restaurants. So this is actually what Eric and I did when we got married. So it could seat a lot of people. We were able to have up to like 400 people in this banquet hall, but it wasn't a country club. So it kind of flew under the radar of it wasn't a super expensive place. We were able to pick what kind of food. I think we could have even brought in a different caterer. They ended up giving us a great deal. It was only like $14 a head to do chicken Ooh. And pasta and salad. It was, fantastic. So it was something a little bit different. So just think outside the box too. If you know of, restaurants that tend to be the elderly flock there, but they've got mm-hmm. banquet halls. You never know. You might be able to work with them a little bit more on the catering or bringing in, if you choose to have a bar, you could bring in your own alcohol rather than paying for that at a venue mm-hmm. who has it. So thinking outside the box on this can really be helpful. We even had friends too who got married in a park. Sometimes parks will have buildings on it, whether they be a pavilion or even sometimes nicer facilities than just a pavilion. And like you said, Jen, you don't have to worry about the decorating. It's a beautiful mm-hmm. location. Maybe there's a pond or a lake or a river in the back and you're out in nature, but you've got the pavilion, you've got these structures that you just have to rent like you would rent if you were having a family reunion kind of a thing. So definitely there's a lot out there. So do some research. Look within an hour radius of where you live, where other people have gotten married. It does not have to be the traditional country club route.
Yeah, definitely. Another one that I wanted to point out that was on this list is doing the reception favors. So we personally got sunglasses. Mm-hmm. And while it may not have been the cheapest thing we could do, we could have, just done some like Hershey Kisses or whatever. We have used those sunglasses since our wedding and they're just cheap sunglasses. And so everybody loved them. Everybody used them.
I think we got a pair. We met you guys a year after you got married and snagged a pair off of you.
Because we had so many left over that whenever we lose some sunglasses or need some cheap sunglasses for something, we are able to use our old wedding favors. And so they have just come in so handy. Mm-hmm. So having reception favors that are useful and still mm-hmm. cheap like that mm-hmm. is a fantastic idea, because most people will, spring for M&Ms with their faces on it or do little tins.
Oh my gosh. I've never seen that.
Yeah, it's a thing. Yeah. And so just think, when your wedding is over, you're going to have so many favors left over. Mm. Do you need like 50 tins of mints? Yeah. And that's also wasteful because like you're just going to throw them away and they're going to end up in a landfill.
We did not do favors. Maybe we were awful people, but we didn't do. We were like, you're welcome. You got to celebrate with us and we fed you. So
I know that's also an option too that says... So, I know a lot of people in our community group said skip the favors, but mm-hmm. I just found having those sunglasses for so long word. After
that,
was so useful.
That was the gift that kept on giving.
It was.
This article also lists ideas for food. So there's tons of options here regarding beverages. Obviously, if you go the no alcohol route, then that is less expensive than going the alcohol route. Obviously, if you do want to have some selection of alcoholic beverages, you can choose one thing, just having one type of beer, mm-hmm. one type of champagne, whatever that is, just make it a simple selection. Yeah. And so that can limit costs. If you find a BYO venue, then that's fantastic too, because then you can purchase the alcohol yourself and you're getting it at cost. And then, you know, you can have some family member or friend serve it, or you could, you know, hire somebody, whatever, but that can be a less expensive way of doing it. And as far as food goes, going simple, this does not have to be the best meal that your guests are going to get that week. It does not have to be prime rib.
Nope.
You can do simple salads, pasta. If you want to add meat to it, do chicken, but really you could do spaghetti and salad and bread.
That's what
we did. People would be so thrilled and just kill it on the dance floor and you're fine. You don't need to offer 5 million different things to your guests. You could also do a sandwich bar, they mentioned, doing finger foods, dessert bar, like cookies. You don't have to get the cake if you don't want to. I know some people don't even like cake, so.
Yeah, I've been to a wedding that does a dessert bar, and it was delicious because they sprung for the real good desserts.
Right.
Because they didn't have to pay for, like, chicken and other expensive, you know, foods. And then B, there was so much left over. We got to take some home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then, and that could be the favor. If you don't do a wedding cake,
then
you could just have little baggies for people to take home some cookies or little cheesecake bites or brownies or whatever you decide to do. And that's two birds. I also know that, and obviously every place is different and even how weddings are traditionally celebrated. So I've heard that in the South, they will even do just desserts or just appetizers and have a shorter reception. I don't know. You live in the South, but Florida is a different kind of South.
I mean, that was how the dessert wedding that I went to was. It was just desserts. Mm-hmm. And it was a little earlier because, by the time we were all done, we all kind of wanted some real food. But it was so it ended early enough to where a bunch of us could go out to eat afterwards.
Right.
So
and so with that style, you could have a lot more people. And so this is where some of the priority could come in of, do you want to just be able to invite everybody and their mom? Fine. Then make it clear that come celebrate with us. We're going to have some amazing desserts. And then we're going out to this restaurant. You can buy your own food.
The funny thing was, is that after that wedding, we went to this taco shop to get some food and we ran into the groom.
That's awesome. He was grabbing some tacos.
Yes, it was real good. Another thing I liked from this list was what we did instead of a DJ, we had a Spotify playlist that one of Travis's family members ran. And so part of getting a DJ is that they pump the crowd up. Mm-hmm. And so if you're not going to have an actual DJ or band, then you just have to find an alternative to keep your guests engaged and get them out onto the dance floor. So we like went for the, you know, whole shebang with the venue again. We had the shuffleboard courts open. So we had somebody there from the court there to hand out like the sticks and the pucks and which are actually called tangs and biscuits.
Oh, FYI. What?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's so weird. So,
I know. And so he was like kind of monitoring that and teaching people how to play and stuff. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of how we kept the adults engaged. And then for kids, we just had some like coloring sheets and crayons.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So it's you can still make it fun without a DJ.
Yeah. Friends of mine that got married in a park, they had tons of lawn games. So most people were just having a blast, treating it like just a really amazing, fun backyard party with lawn games. And there was dancing, but it was kind of like you could have fun doing either one of those things.
Right. And that's the thing. Like sometimes you can be too frugal with your parties and kind of forget some of the components that cutting costs inherently eliminate. Mm-hmm. So you just have to be aware of those things and kind of, as long as people are engaged in some way, they are not going to notice that there's no $10,000 DJ
right
available.
Right.
So,
and some people are annoyed by that DJ anyhow. So
I know some of them are bad. Some of them are really good. I unfortunately got married at a time where every wedding I went to was using like the same DJ, and he was just so good, like best wedding DJ to date. And I was like, how much is he? And they're like, $10,000. Oh, and I was like, no, I'm not spending that whole money on my entire wedding.
No.
That's, Spotify it is.
That's
$10.
Kind of a down payment on a house.
Right? So, yeah. I was a little like embarrassed to not use a epic DJ. So that's why I had to counter it with like coloring and games.
My gosh, I would have been embarrassed to pay that amount of money for a DJ.
I would have too. In hindsight, if I had, I would have like major regretted it.
Right. I also, of course, this is not in the article, but it's the frugal way. I mean, I guess it's not considered bartering. It'd be just gift giving, but tapping in on those friendships, and I guess it'd be bartering in the sense of you don't have to get me a wedding gift. Can you do my hair? Could you do mm-hmm. the flowers? Can you DJ? We had friends DJ. We used our own sound system. I mean, thankfully, my husband's a musician, so we had access to that mm-hmm. equipment. But can you rent it at a low cost from a local church? Do you have buddies who have sound equipment? Even do you have a friend who will put together a playlist for you on their phone and play it and make sure that the flow is good? Whatever the case is, pull on your friends. Say, don't give me a check. Don't get me a gift. Like, could you help me day of?
Yes.
And that's what could really pull together a really nice wedding for you. That was how we did ours. Mm-hmm. That's how we pulled ours off, because so many people rallied around just to give of services or time in lieu of a gift. And that was so meaningful. And we had a blast.
Yeah. Don't be afraid to ask for things like that from your wedding, because people love being able to contribute to your special day, mm-hmm. especially if it means they won't have to get you something off mm-hmm. of your registry.
Yeah.
Like, I had a friend that did my makeup. And on the other hand, when I was a part of a wedding and everybody was paying $60 to get their makeup mm-hmm. done, I opted to do my own makeup. Mm-hmm. And I put on some extra foundation. It looked just like the airbrushing. So also don't be afraid to like turn down things like that.
Yeah. And as a frugal person myself, I love the opportunity to come and help at a wedding, give mm-hmm. of our sound equipment, come get a free meal and not need to give a gift. That's fantastic for me, because I've done something right. for you and the night didn't cost me anything. So consider that it might be a blessing for the person who you're asking for this, you know, favor or gift from.
Yeah, definitely. The last thing I have to say about receptions is about the centerpieces. Mm. So what we did was cheap white candles we got off the internet with white hydrangeas that you could get from Trader Joe's. Mm-hmm. We had a family friend that did our flowers for free. That was her gift. Again, mm-hmm. like utilizing your community mm-hmm. and your family in lieu of physical gifts. We had her do our flowers and they were beautiful. Mm-hmm. I was actually prepared for them to be just like mediocre mm-hmm. because like sometimes you don't know what you're going to get if it's a free family gift.
Yeah.
But they were absolutely gorgeous. Like that's awesome. I've never seen wedding flowers better than what we had. Mm. So it was just like I went with a nice flower and a cheap candle. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't even remember what we did, but I know that they weren't flowers. I think it was some sort of, we're coming up on 7 years now, so it was a different time, different styles even.
It was a different time but, then.
Yeah.
In the olden days.
No, it almost
got
feels
married
like
the 7 wedding, years ago.
The wedding industry is shifting so much so quickly that like what we did is already out of style. But yes, we used reusable things. It wasn't perishable. So I was able to prep them ahead of time. It was less expensive. And yeah, it worked. I don't really care, right? I'm 7 years out. Who cares what my centerpieces looked like?
I know. I know. They don't even talk about centerpieces in this. I just added it in because it was like one thing. Because I actually was very picky. I wanted real flowers. And a lot of people, because it depends. Like sometimes fake flowers are cheaper, but sometimes real flowers are cheaper. But the thing with real flowers or the candles in our case, like we were able to resell those candles because they were only burning for a few hours and they still looked great.
Yeah.
So we were able to like recoup some of our costs. Yeah. Same with flowers, but flowers are a little more like specific. And, you know, if you get colors that are for like your chosen colors, so they're a little harder to sell. But think about what you can sell afterwards and like recoup your costs on.
Yeah, that's a smart idea, too. I do have friends who I don't know if Produce Junction is a thing everywhere, but basically it's inexpensive flowers and produce, veggies and fruit. And they just had a friend that was the wedding gift to them was to buy all the flowers. They just went the week of the wedding. So it was whatever Produce Junction had in stock for flowers, that was going to be what her centerpieces were made out of. And they just collected bottles throughout the couple of months leading up to it and put all these different, ended up just being all different kinds of like wild flowers in these eclectic bottles on the table. It was stunning, really, really beautiful. And the flowers only cost like $150. But then you have to be flexible. It was whatever that flower they had in stock, whatever types they had, which usually they've got good options. But yeah, with whatever you want to do, there is an inexpensive way of doing it. You just have to be creative.
Yeah. Frugality comes with flexibility. You have to be flexible to be frugal. So I'll, we'll leave it with that. And we'll move on to honeymoons.
Ooh.
Yes.
Love
everybody's
honeymoons.
Favorite. I actually, my honeymoon was not the best. I cried several times on my honeymoon. I think because I was just so stressed from like beforehand. And then I was like married and I didn't know how to process that. So
there's a man that I'm married to now.
Yeah. I was like, oh my God, this is, I'm in, this is it. And I couldn't, it took me a good week, to process it.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Hopefully your honeymoon experience is better than mine.
Oh, I had a fantastic honeymoon. I was just telling a friend today that after my honeymoon, I was like, I came home. I'm like, I want to go on another honeymoon. That was so fun. Like, I want to do this again. And my friends were like, yeah, now they're just called vacations, Jill. Like, there's no like having another honeymoon. I felt very specifically that I wanted it to be a honeymoon, but whatever. 7 years I know, I'm on board with vacation now.
You feel like you can splurge a little extra with a honeymoon. And so that's why it's important to be as frugal as possible in your thinking so that even your splurge is a frugal splurge. So that's word to the
wise. I like that. Sounds like those two words don't go together, but they do. You did it.
Yeah, they do. So Jill, what were your favorites from? Oh, this is from tripsavvy.com and it's called Affordable Honeymoon Ideas. What was your faves, Jill?
Yeah. Well, so this idea just came up recently because I was talking with someone who did this. They suggested, and this it won't be for everybody, but combining two things, having your wedding and your honeymoon be one and the same. So basically we're talking destination weddings typically. Obviously you could do it, you know, in a place in your area that is hotel and wedding venue, but destination weddings. And the reason that I do like this concept, depending on your situation, is because it can overall reduce costs. While it sounds like what, flying to Jamaica and having my wedding there, that's going to be so much money. But at the end of the day, if then that reduces your guest list to 30 people, that's all you're paying for. And a lot of times these places will offer packages. So if you're already staying for 3+ nights, there can be a lot of freebies then associated. They might do, you know, their bare minimum wedding package for you then, or not, either way, it still is condensing. It's it's packaging your wedding and your honeymoon. So it could be something to consider if you have a small party that you want to be there, if you want to cut costs, but you also want a really killer honeymoon. I think that it's definitely worth considering.
Yeah, this is a great way if your spouse has a large family and you don't want to invite them all. Then you just say, oh, we're going to the Bahamas to get married. You're all invited and nobody comes. So, it's on them.
Yeah. Or whether or not it's a family you don't want to be around. There's a lot of people who they have literally hundreds of friends who they would love to be able to invite. And this kind of puts it back on the people so that you don't have to go through and pick and choose who's going to be there, who's not going to be there. It's okay, that this will help to weed it out. Mm-hmm. So again, it's not for everybody, but it could be a really good option for some. How about you, Jen?
I love the cruise from home one, and that's because I live in Florida and we have so many cruise ports. And we actually have one that's like 20 minutes away from our home. But you can combine wedding and honeymoon. That is one thing you can do with the cruise. And B, you can find really great deals on cruises. And if you're going to one close to home, then you don't have to fly out. I would just find a cheaper place than the port for your car. Usually there will be websites for cruise parking that you park at like a hotel or something and you take a bus down. So yeah, I love that idea because I love cruises. I think they're a great frugal vacation. I mean, you can eat 24 hours a day and everything is included, like pizza and ice cream.
Good idea for baby moon then too, right?
Right?
As long as you don't get too seasick. Ooh.
Yeah. Well, they don't let you cruise after 24 weeks. Isn't that crazy? 24 weeks. So I couldn't take a baby moon cruise, but I would definitely take a cruise honeymoon if I could do it over again. Because we found, I think one of the parts of our honeymoon that was like uncomfortable for me was that that is the first time we had traveled together like for that long. And we found that we have different traveling styles. But on a cruise where everything's included, you can do whatever you want, like together, separate. And so we cruise really well together.
So, nice.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because you're not worried about spending.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, for the frugal person, all inclusives, this is not on the list, but a cruise is all inclusive.
Yeah.
But other all inclusives, if you can find it through Groupon or a travel agent or whatever, that can be really fantastic because it takes out the guesswork of how much is this costing? But then it also helps with stress. Like you can just go. That's it. You made it. There's no needing to figure this out, figure that out, carry cash with you, hide your cash. It's done.
Oh, it's
you already
wonderful.
Have it figured out. And after the stress of a wedding, that's very nice.
You just need to be told what to do. You know, go have fun over here. Go have fun over here. It's all planned for you.
Go sleep now.
Yeah.
It's nighttime.
Yeah. You don't have to plan any of it. It's already done.
I also liked the idea for those who are really pinching pennies on their honeymoon that you can even do cruises to nowhere where they literally will leave the port, go out to sea for two nights and bring you right back. It sounds silly, but it really can make you feel like you're in a different environment. It's still fun. I mean, really, that's the fun of a cruise anyway. A lot of people don't even get off at the ports when you do arrive at these different destinations. Just enjoy the ship, enjoy the food that's all inclusive, and then come right back to shore. So
yeah,
could be something to consider.
Sometimes the best part of the port is when everybody else gets off and you get the pool to yourself.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. Yep. So they also mentioned scoring last minute deals, which by its very nature, you're waiting till the last minute. So this is obviously not for everyone. And
not for me. Not for me.
Leaving that very important detail up to chance is a risky one. But there's those of you out there who are going to do this. So it is worth mentioning that, yes, you can get deals last minute. You, again, would have to be flexible. So where these last minute deals are to, who knows? You might be going to West Virginia. Sorry, West Virginia.
Oh my gosh, no.
Actually, is it West Virginia's for lovers, or is that just Virginia?
It's just Virginia.
West Virginia.
West Virginia is not for lovers.
West Virginia is for cousins.
Oh, God. Yeah. No, I could not wait until the last minute. That is not me. I'm a planner. I like to know what's happening.
Yeah.
And so waiting to the last minute just did not fly right with me. I would rather, on the other end of the spectrum, if you book super early, you can also get crazy good deals. Yeah. So that would be me. I would book crazy early.
Yeah.
So I could get it out of the way.
It's worth mentioning that waiting till the last minute could mean that you then get desperate if you then realize, you know what, I actually did want a really fantastic honeymoon. So now I'm going to splurge on it. So just be careful with that. Know yourself well. Are you genuinely flexible? You can do whatever in the last minute. Fine, do it. But if you're just trying to be cheap and save some money, hoping that you're going to get this amazing deal last minute, I wouldn't bank on that. And you could then end up spending more money than you would have if you just had booked it a few months earlier.
I know. It's like trying to buy a wedding dress from China and then it turns out to be a potato sack. And then you have to spend more money on a legit dress.
What story are you referencing, Jen?
I'm just using a hypothetical, Jill.
For those of you who haven't listened to episode 6, Jen is referencing my story where I thought I didn't care about my wedding dress and I would just get one from China and then it shows up and it's not what I wanted. And I realized that I do want to look beautiful on my wedding day. Mm-hmm. What was I thinking? So then I had to splurge on something off the rack and get it tailor-made to fit my body. And, you know, the end of the day, I got married, but yeah. I learned a valuable lesson. Mm-hmm.
So don't do that with your dress or your honeymoon.
Yeah. Two very important things.
Yes.
Do that with your centerpieces.
Right. You know what else is an important thing, Jill?
Ooh. Is it the Bill of the Week?
That's right. It's time for the best minute of your entire week. Maybe a baby was born and his name is William. Maybe you paid off your mortgage. Maybe your car died and you're happy to not have to pay that bill anymore. Duck bills, Buffalo bills, Bill Clinton. This is the Bill of the Week.
Hey, ladies. Great podcast. This is Bonnie from Northeastern Pennsylvania, and I have an awesome Bill of the Week. 7 years ago, we adopted our beloved little Henny. Well, not real little, 130 pounds of fur. But I love paying bills for him. I love buying treats. I love buying toys, his food, and anything he needs. Hope you enjoy your week. Bye.
Aw, sweet Hemi, a puppy. And yeah, sometimes they take bills, just like babies. They've got bills.
Are you sure that Hemi's a puppy?
I mean, 130 pound puppy.
It could be a really large guinea pig.
Girl, you need to think that through. Think that one through.
That's awesome, though. And isn't that so true that when we really care about something or value it, then like the cost of caring for that thing, maintaining that living being is a joy. That's so fantastic. Yeah. Thanks for sharing
and
your bill.
Yeah. It's worth sacrificing other things for so you can better afford those bills. I love that. Thank you so much, Bonnie.
And we Pennsylvanians need those things to look forward to, Bonnie. I'm right there with you. You're not complaining about Pennsylvania, but listen, there's a ton of snow here. So I'm so glad that you have Henny to keep you company.
I know.
I feel it.
And warm. and warmth. Yeah. If you have a Hemi or a puppy or any bill related to animals, please submit it to frugalfriendspodcast.com/bill. And we want to hear about it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we love them.
I especially like the solidarity found in Pennsylvanians.
I know, right? If you're from Pennsylvania, please
just
leave us a bill of the week.
Call in.
Jill really needs it.
Feel alone.
Jill needs it. Yeah.
I need friends, obviously. I started a Frugal Friends podcast.
I know, and I'm in Florida, so I can't be with you.
No, it's just torture upon torture.
Yeah. We have Frugal Friends in our Facebook community, too, mm-hmm. all over.
Which is so fun.
They have provided the fodder for today's lightning round.
Bum, bum, bum. Pew, pew, pew.
So, we have asked the Frugal Friends how they saved on their wedding. And you know what? They have better advice than Google does.
Well, so, obviously. Because they're
right,
awesome.
As they always do. Because it's real life, not just written for search engine optimization.
Yes.
So we're going to share it with you.
Yes. So Rachel from our group says that finding a city building is a lot cheaper than a private venue when it comes to where you're going to have your reception or even get married. So that's
for
a fantastic tip. If you live near a city, see what they've got, or just some sort of town building rather than, your country club. So thanks, Rachel.
Exactly. That was how we got the shuffleboard club was so inexpensive because it's a city venue. Mm-hmm. So, all right. Christina says sheet cake, cupcakes, and donuts are cheaper than wedding cakes. And I love this idea because you can get like a smaller cake and cut it for, for pictures and show, and then just bring out pre-cut cake. Saves time. It's like so efficient. Everybody gets cake like really quickly. And you can get the sheet cakes with no mm-hmm. decoration that are super cheap. And nobody knows that they were sheet cakes and not round at some point. Like nobody cares. Yeah. It's cake. So
yeah. And donuts. Holy smokes. Why
donuts,
not?
Right?
Donuts are so much better than cake anyway.
I wish I'd done that. I wish I'd done
just
donuts.
Just give them donuts. Give the people what they really want. Donuts.
Right. Oh, covered in cinnamon and sugar. Or filled with Bavarian cream.
It's actually Fasnacht Day as we record this.
What does that mean?
I guess it's a Pennsylvania thing, okay? It's the one thing we have to offer. It's a certain type of donut. So it's Fat Tuesday. It's the day before Lent. And so everybody, fills up on all their sweets because they're about to, not have sweets for 40 days. But Fasnacht, it's a type of donut that people will eat on Fat Tuesday.
Okay.
Yeah. That's today.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm real on to donuts right now.
Every Tuesday is Fat Tuesday in Florida.
Yeah. Of course it is.
Yeah. Also, I like that Christina said skip the programs because they just end up in the trash.
Yes.
I wish that I had done that.
Yes.
Man, why did I think I needed paper programs? I could have written it on a chalkboard and been done with it.
Yeah. And why? People shouldn't be rushing through your ceremony anyway. Why are you trying to tell them what to expect next? Let them be surprised.
Yeah, and it's a wedding. Like, how much do weddings differ from wedding to wedding? People know what's coming next.
There's
going to
be rings.
Need programs.
There'll probably be a kiss. There'll be some
vows.
Some stupid pastor joke,
Somebody's going to cry. Like, it's a wedding.
Some little kid's going to pitch a fit. So you don't need the programs.
No.
All right. Emma, she did the potluck lunch idea, which, my goodness, I'm so curious for more information from you, Emma, on that. Like, who all brought food? How did you know what? Anyhow, I think it's a fantastic idea that anybody could run with and make it whatever they want it to be. But pull on 10 different people to make your food. That's fantastic. Or more. And right. they also borrowed sound equipment from their church. They used a clubhouse venue that her in-laws got a steep discount at. So yeah, use your connections. It's fantastic.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you see a venue you want and you know there's a discount to be had, then find a friend or make a friend mm-hmm. that can get you that discount.
Yeah. So without, you know, yeah. compromising your morals.
Right. Make it in the right way. And then Jocelyn got giant ice cream cakes for her reception. This is it. If I wasn't going to do donuts for my next wedding, I would do ice cream cakes. So yeah.
Ice cream cake is fantastic.
Because if you're thinking about it, think about how much a wedding cake is. Mm. Then think about how much a few Carvel ice cream cakes are.
Carvel, yes.
She got hers at Cold Stone, but like same difference.
Yeah.
They're expensive, but
yeah. You just have to consider better. If you're doing like a backyard wedding, then you probably couldn't do ice cream cakes. Do the donuts.
That's so true.
You still got options.
Do
Don't
the
worry.
Donuts. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then many, many people in this thread said elope. That was their advice.
Kind of a similar idea to destination wedding, right? Just go to wherever you want a vacation. Find some minister to sign your papers.
Yeah. You know, we didn't include that in the main segment because it'd be a short segment, but also an option.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is an option. I can't tell you how many times I considered this in
Who hasn't?
The getting married process.
Everybody has.
Ugh.
So, yeah. But
so if you can actually pull it off, do it. And if you have pulled it off, please tell us about it because we want to live vicariously through you.
I don't know. I thought my wedding was worth it. I liked having it, even though it was, you know, stressful.
At the end
times.
Of the day, it was a fantastic day. But
great stories.
I'm so proud of the people who actually do elope.
Proud of you.
Proud
if you
of
eloped.
You.
Proud of you. You're probably not listening to this episode, but we want you to know we're proud.
You're probably just like, what's the big deal? Just get married.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's all we have on the subject of weddings.
I mean, that's not all we have. You know, we could talk for forever. We just won't.
Get ready for part three.
Yeah, don't
just kidding.
Do that.
No. That's not coming. Don't wait for that.
Yeah.
We're done.
Two parts. The end.
That's it. That's all you get.
The part three would be elope. There it is.
It would be a one-minute episode.
We did it.
That's next week.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, guys, it's March. That's still happening. And we're finishing up the book Soulful Simplicity by Courtney Carver. That's right. We're doing book clubs. We got things happening. We're doing parts one and two to weddings. We're here every week. It's episode 49. This thing just keeps happening. We
every
got a
week,
Frugal
folks.
Friends Facebook community group. Man, just get in on this action. So,
yes.
So come on in. Join our book club. Talk with us about Soulful Simplicity by Courtney Carver.
Yeah, and if you're still listening to this episode and you want a free copy of Soulful Simplicity, leave us a review on iTunes or Stitcher, screenshot the review before you submit it, and email that screenshot to frugalfriendspodcast@gmail.com, and we will select one winner for every five reviews. And we had a lot of reviews in February, so I would love to see, I can't wait to see how March shapes up. I don't check them, so I don't know yet. But I will know at the end of the month when I select one winner for every five reviews.
Nice. And if you guys want to know the types of reviews that we got in February that you're like, we're going to do March even better.
Mm.
Here's one to beat. This one comes from C. D'Souza, and they say, fun frugality podcast, 5 stars, obvi. I just recently discovered this podcast and I just listened to Mrs. Frugalwood's episode. It was such an eye-opener for me, especially with my second baby due. Oh, congratulations. Mm. This podcast has made me want to live a more frugal and clutter-free life.
Yay.
It is so refreshing to hear you ladies and your conversations are so down to earth. I am currently binging all the episodes. Thank you for such a great podcast. You are welcome, C. D'Souza. Good luck on your baby. Congratulations on your baby. Fantastic about frugality and clutter-free merging together in your life. Thank you for the 5 stars. Holy smokes, we're on a roll.
Yes, we are. I feel so much of my life in her review. So I am glad that our stories can converge at the right place at the right time. And that's what I hope for the rest of you, is that our other episodes will serve you at the right place at the right time and help you save money in the areas you might be struggling with or just interested in optimizing. So that's what we have for you this week. And we will see you next week. Very excited for next week's episode. See you then.
Next week's episode 50.
I know.
See ya at episode 50, you guys.
Yeah. Woo! Frugal Friends is produced, edited, and mixed by Eric Sirianni.